Tonight, Irma's fury. Florida under assault at this hour by a monster hurricane pounding almost the entire state. The ferocious winds, the driving rains, the floods expected to get much worse. Widespread damage and destruction, including giant cranes toppled, shelters at their limits. Tonight, more than 2 million homes and businesses without power. The big fear now, a storm surge along the Gulf Coast that could reach 15 feet or higher. And the strange effect that sucks the water out. Tonight, our teams are in the thick of it as the storm churns north in a state of high anxiety. Nightly news begins right now.
Hurricane Irma. This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from Tampa.
Good evening from the path of Hurricane Irma. Tampa is bracing for a rendezvous with a dangerous storm that's happening right now in a little more than 7 hours. Irma continuing its violent march up and across the state of Florida. The Florida Keys, the first to feel its full wrath this morning, striking with 142 mile per hour wind gusts. Concern tonight for those who did not evacuate the low-lying island chain. And then just 3 hours ago, the hurricane made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast, Marco Island, and Naples in its eye. And as anticipated, no corner of South Florida has escaped the storm, including Miami. Tonight, officials are warning of a potentially catastrophic storm surge that's happening as I speak here on Florida's West Coast, as millions in the storm zone are left with no power. Our correspondents have been in the teeth of Irma all day. Kerry Sanders starting us off tonight south of us in Naples.
Punishing winds, torrential rain, and a violent storm surge. Florida is in the grip of Hurricane Irma. After gaining strength overnight, the monster storm began battering the state even before it made landfall around 9 a.m. in the Florida Keys as a Category 4. Water rushing into the streets, feet deep in some places. The treacherous conditions quickly expanding, roads littered with downed trees and debris, many impassable, waves rising over the highways. Millions already without power.
Irma is deadly, it is massive. There will be damage to our system. We're already seeing it.
More than 100,000 are huddled in shelters. Many others are riding out the storm in their homes.
We will do anything and everything to protect and rescue every person, and we will spare no expense in doing it.
In Miami, a construction crane on a high-rise building is dangling by wires after being whipped around by nearly 100 mile per hour wind gusts. A few hours later, another collapse. Neither appeared to cause injuries. Conditions in the city deteriorated throughout the day.
These bumpies were yanked from the earth right here.
Streets turned to rivers. In Naples, the powerful winds came across the state before the eye wall arrived, gusts topping 115 miles an hour.
This is the eye wall hitting right now, the strongest winds.
Hours later, when the winds shifted, a dramatic storm surge. And around 3:30, the hurricane made landfall again in nearby Marco Island as a Category 3. Shelley Connolly is there.
We saw cars that literally were blown, like taken from their location and blown into each other, blown into walls that were broken down.
Tampa now next in line to be hit.
Even though we haven't had a direct hit in 90 years, we know our number is coming. This is that day. We think we have a good plan, but you never know until you get into the middle of it.
The hurricane winds are now coming directly out of the west, which means those winds are pushing the Gulf of Mexico, which is at high tide, onshore and inland. The storm surge here could get up to 15 feet deep. It's still not over tonight here in Naples. Lester?
All right, Kerry Sanders, thank you. And despite the eye striking here along the Gulf Coast, the sheer width of Hurricane Irma ensured that the east coast of Florida would take a blow, too. You saw some of it there in Kerry's report. Miami was hard hit, strong winds, heavy rains, and a great deal of flooding. NBC News national correspondent Miguel Almaguer looks at the impact along the Atlantic coast.
Miami escaped Irma's eye, but not its wrath, leaving parts of the city submerged.
Yeah, I have never seen, whoa, I just got part of a wave.
Parts of downtown taking on feet of water. To the north at Jensen Beach, a daring rescue at sea.
It's my home. It's everything I own. So I was doing everything I could to save it. And it just got out of hand.
Before Irma plowed into the mainland, the storm ripped through the Keys. 130-mile-an-hour winds rattling seaside communities. And along Florida's east coast, confirmed tornadoes on the move.
Stronger winds than we thought, and a lot of tornadic action on the northeast side of the storm. It's dangerous. We got metal objects. We got 2x4s through houses.
Further inland in Florida City, no shelter from the looming disaster.
It's not just the hammering rain that's doing damage, but this powerful wind. This region has lost power. This entire city is in the black, and it won't come back anytime soon.
The Sands family rode out the storm in Florida City Hall, still too dangerous to return home.
There's no running from it. You know, it covers such a wide variety of the state. I mean, you can go east, you can go west, north and south, but to totally beat it, you have to get out.
Tonight, Irma may be on the move, but for so many, not quick enough.
In cities like this one, where Irma still is not done, the extent of the damage is being measured and may not be known for days. This twisted debris of metal is actually a swimming pool that was blown through this fence from a neighboring yard. Lester?
Miguel Almaguer, thank you. And as you heard, the Florida Keys got hit first as the hurricane made landfall here in the United States. NBC's Gotti Schwartz has made his way to the region. He's in Plantation Key. Gotti, what does it look like there?
Well, Lester, we're coming across some very difficult scenes. I don't know if you can see all the way down, but this is one of the debris fields from the storm surge that came up. And if you take a close look, you're starting to see these were inside of people's homes. This right here is a couch. That's a refrigerator with people's food inside. This right here, this is a Christmas tree ornament, and it's littered all throughout this road. That over there is actually a boat that has floated up onto the road here. We understand that this that you're looking at over to the left, this was a mobile home park of about 100 mobile homes. We talked to the manager here. He came out. He was very emotional. That house right there that you can't see because it's been crushed by a tree, that is his home. He thinks it's a total loss. He was evaluating all the homes. He says he believes that about 70 homes here have been lost. Lester?
Gotti Schwartz with our first look at the damage in the Keys as the winds pick up here in Tampa, the leading edge now. Let's get the very latest in the path of the storm from Al Roker. It's going to be a long night where we are.
It certainly is. Category 2 storm, Lester, but we don't want people to focus on that because that is still a category that can cause a lot of damage. As we look and show you exactly where it is, currently it's 25 miles south-southeast of Fort Myers, Florida, 110-mile-per-hour winds, moving north a little faster now at 14 miles per hour. The path of this system brings it up into Tampa tonight with 85-mile-per-hour winds or more around 2 a.m., continues up past Tallahassee tomorrow afternoon with 65-mile-per-hour winds, and then continues on into the south and making its way into parts of Kentucky and Tennessee as we move on into Wednesday. We've also got a storm surge that we have to deal with, stretching from Tampa Bay 5 to 8 feet, Captiva may see 10 feet here in the southwestern part of Florida, 15 feet of storm surge. Miami Beach still could pick up a couple more feet, and that storm surge stretches all the way up to the Georgia-South Carolina border with 4 to 6 feet, and Lester, tornado watches are still out. Tornado warnings are being still posted as we speak.
All right, Al Roker, thanks very much. And as you heard, the hurricane will hit the area, expected to hit this area, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay, later tonight into tomorrow. NBC's Jacob Rascone reports on the situation here.
Tonight, a worst-case scenario in the Tampa Bay area, home to more than 3 million people, bracing for what could be the first direct hit by a major hurricane in nearly a century.
There's large portions of the area that, yes, could be underwater. There's lots of low-lying roadways, not just the bridges, but the roads themselves that will experience flooding.
Dozens of shelters overflowing.
The children
at Wesley Chapel High School.
This is our makeshift kitchen.
Food, water, medicine, and bedding for hundreds of elderly evacuees.
I was like, okay, got to get the wheelchair, the cane, get on the bus, and this and that.
A massive last-minute rescue operation, moving trucks packed with critical supplies, caretakers prepared to hunker down for 3 days.
It's very scary. Like I said, I left my home, my husband. These people have left their homes, their families,
And so we don't know what, you know, the next few days is going to bring.
Few metropolitan areas are as vulnerable to catastrophic storm damage as Tampa Bay. Built at sea level, connected by low-lying bridges. Homes and buildings packed along hundreds of miles of coast. And on islands, including Tampa General, one of the largest hospitals in Florida, built on Davis Island. Inside the evacuation zone,
this will all be underwater. It will be.
Officer Levi Newton patrols a deserted downtown.
It can be nerve-wracking, and, you know, but for us, being law enforcement first responders, we have to be here.
Later, conditions are too dangerous. Hundreds of first responders sheltering in place. The worst of Irma bearing down.
What worries me is the surge combined with the high tide, which will take place at the same time.
Downtown St. Petersburg, among those areas bracing for a direct hit. A lot of the water from the bay has been sucked out and will return later along with high tide, expected to be well over my head, flooding many of the island and coastal areas in the middle of the night. Lester?
All right, Jacob, we've been watching that same phenomenon here with the river behind us. Thank you. And the pictures we have been seeing all day as this storm cuts through southern Florida make the case for why people were urged to move into shelters. More than 100,000 of them did so, while many more have chosen to take their chances at home. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez reports from Naples on that part of the story.
Tonight, evacuees are crammed into emergency shelters across Florida, most at capacity, including the Germain Arena outside Fort Myers, where we met Gina Munoz yesterday as she waited in this agonizing line.
Right now, the desperation sets in. The anxiety levels clear up. Just one person, you're afraid of God.
Hours later, she made it inside.
We're trying to just survive, helping one another in whatever way we can. Again, my grandkids are saved. And these are the lines. This is what I really want to share. Just want to get something to eat.
An ordeal shared by thousands of families as Irma roars through.
He was very petrified and nervous to leave, but as we got the mandatory evacuation order, we decided to move because we are in the flooded area.
More than 500 shelters throughout the state took in evacuees.
You have to be impressed with what the number of people that volunteered, the number of shelters got open. I mean, you really have to be impressed.
But authorities say they still need volunteer nurses to help patients.
We've worked to make sure people can get food. We spent hours moving, trying to move people out of assisted living locations, making sure they have the support they need.
The need is overwhelming, stretching resources statewide.
Thank God that we, you know, made it here and everything gonna be all right. I believe in my heart.
Others deciding to avoid the shelters and ride out the storm at home. In Naples, Kelly Musico is hunkered down with her family and her employees, with wind gusts outside topping 100 miles an hour.
It's scary, of course. I'm more concerned about the storm surge than anything else, because we're so close to the beach.
Whether they evacuated or not, right now families across South Florida are packed together as Irma packs a punch. As strong winds continue to pound Naples and the eye crosses this region, we're getting an update on that massive shelter outside Fort Myers. Evacuees tell us that the power is out and the building is leaking, although emergency management officials say the situation is calm and the building is safe. Lester.
All right, thanks for that. And it's fair to say this is probably the most stressful time to have a baby. And that's why dozens of women late in their pregnancies have taken shelter at a hospital in Miami. Our medical correspondent, Dr. John Torres, spent some time with them today.
Inside one of the largest hospitals in Miami, more than 100 pregnant women hunkering down, many just days away from giving birth.
No baby yet. I want him to stay in there as long as possible.
Baptist Hospital allowed women at least 36 weeks pregnant to ride out the storm here. If they went into labor at home during the hurricane, emergency crews would not be able to get to them.
Who knows, the roof might fly off and my water might break.
The city of Miami tweeting during the first waves of Irma last night that one woman had to deliver a baby by herself at home. Transported this morning to another Miami hospital, baby and mom are okay. And it's not just moms-to-be back here at Baptist Hospital. Thousands of others line the halls. Hospital chefs now feeding 8,000 people today alone.
We were cooking nonstop from 4 o'clock in the morning.
And among those thousands of others sheltering at the hospital include those in need of essential medical or surgical care, even in the midst of a natural disaster like Hurricane Irma. And the staff at this hospital is more than willing to stay to make sure that gets taken care of. Lester?
Dr. John Torres tonight, thank you. Still ahead, as we continue, we take a closer look at the big fear from this hurricane, the storm surge, and the strange effect that often precedes it when all the water seems to vanish. Welcome back. We've been talking a great deal about storm surge from this hurricane and the threat it poses, and it is a real one. But there's another dramatic hurricane effect we've been seeing, one in which the water is sucked away from the shore. We get more on that tonight from NBC's Kristen Dahlgren in Fort Myers.
Irma's surprise, a rarely seen calm before the surge. Tampa Bay this afternoon emptied out. Dogs playing where it's normally feet deep.
This is normally entirely underwater.
The water literally sucked out to sea. Canals dropping, bays emptying up and down the Gulf Coast. People helping stranded manatees. Even for Floridians who have weathered hurricanes before, this is something new. It's become Irma's calling card. This video from the Bahamas went viral, showing a normally sapphire sea gone as far as the eye can see.
Here in Fort Myers Beach at the pier, the water would normally be well over my head. The fear now is that all of this water that's gone out has to come back in.
This has been a once-in-a-lifetime tidal event. Before the eye made landfall, the winds were blowing so hard offshore at the exact same time of low tide, people saw low water levels that they've never seen before on the west coast of Florida. When this water rushes back in, it is going to rise feet in minutes.
I got lines tied to the light pole.
PJ Pike is a fisherman in Fort Myers.
Have you ever seen the water like this?
Never this low. This is going to be the worst one yet.
So worried about the coming surge as the water rushes back, he's staying with his boats.
You're not going inside, though, during this?
Inside where?
Inside a house?
In my boat.
You're going to stay in the boat?
Yes, yes.
This area could see a 15-foot storm surge overnight. By morning, all of this could be changed forever. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News, Fort Myers.
And one note tonight, beyond our hurricane coverage, Pope Francis suffered a minor injury today while riding on the Pope Mobile. It happened on the last day of his trip to Colombia. The Pope lost his balance and bumped his head when the Pope Mobile stopped short, bruising his cheekbone and cutting himself just above his left eye. The Pope later joked that he was punched and said he was fine. We're back in a moment with the latest White House response to the storm.
FEMA has been incredible. We're working very well with
President Trump declared today that a major disaster exists in Florida and ordered federal aid to the state. He also said he'll visit Florida, and he talked about the hurricane with NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker.
Mr. President, how's the Irma response so far?
I think it's been going really well.
President Trump trying to reassure those in the storm's path just moments after returning to the White House from Camp David.
And I think we're really well coordinated, as well as you can possibly be. And I'll tell you what, we have great people.
The Trump administration is throwing the full weight of its resources behind Irma. Some 13,000 federal workers already committed, nearly 2,000 pre-positioned throughout the affected area. And supplies, more than 7 million meals, 10 million liters of water, generators, tents, and medical equipment. The president briefed at Camp David this morning. So what concerns him most?
Well, just the power of this hurricane. I think the hard part is now beginning. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Trump vowing to visit Florida very soon and saying right now he's focused on saving lives. Kristen Welker, NBC News, the White House.
We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll look at some of the most memorable images of Hurricane Irma. We have stepped out from undercover just for a moment to give you an idea of the conditions here in Tampa. We have watched this storm turn into historic proportions. It swept across the Caribbean into Florida. It left a lot of damage. It left death, certainly, in the Caribbean in its wake. We've asked our Joe Fryer to take a look at Hurricane Irma and some of the images that we'll remember.
These are the faces of Hurricane Irma. Victims who found themselves in the long path of a heartless storm, forever connected by what they've endured. Looking at the damage, it's impossible to tell which territories are American or British, French or Dutch. The hurricane did not discriminate. In Cuba, Irma turned roads into obstacle courses with hurdles made of toppled power poles. In Haiti, the storm reduced possessions to what could be carried in plastic bags through rising floodwaters. And in Barbuda, at least 95% of the property on this 62-square-mile island is damaged or destroyed. All of it caused by a hurricane with Category 5 wind gusts that at one point were twice as swift as a Major League fastball. From above, it's hard to tell what is a house and what was a house. Where do you even begin when homes and businesses are reduced to piles of kindling and cars are flipped over as if they were matchbox toys? Now, in the aftermath, a new evacuation as families look to escape storm-ravaged islands. In St. Martin, a mom comforts her child as they wait outside the airport. Already so many across the Caribbean feel forgotten as all eyes turn to Florida, where the hurricane's frightening force is still on the march. Families are hunkering down in the safest spaces they can find, like this utility closet. The human spirit, every bit as powerful as the storm. Joe Fryer, NBC News, Tampa.
We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is NBC Nightly News for this Sunday night. We're going to take cover in some higher ground. A reminder that Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie will have complete coverage on Hurricane Irma tomorrow morning on Today. And, of course, complete coverage all day and all night on MSNBC. For all of us on our team on the ground here in Florida, around the world, I'm Lester Holt. Have a good night, everyone, and thanks for watching.